Warner, and you can dream of me on WCII. 3 and a half before 2 o'clock. That's wrapping it up for me, Bruce Logan. Can't tell you what a pleasure it's been. Frank's mom is just nice enough to call and tell me that when one door shuts, another one opens. And I think that's just super nice of her to say. I'd like to thank Charlie, Ike, Roger, Ed, Frank, Melanie, Patsy, Lovable Lee, everybody I've worked with here in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, just like a family around here. And it's been a lot of fun. I'd like to thank everybody. And, of course, see you down the dial somewhere. And something everybody's going to have to think about for a long time. Just can't keep a good man down. Alabama, wrapping up our afternoon together. Been really nice. WCII.
Thought it was forever. I thought it would last. Gotta try to make it a page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door.
Here are the Cincinnati Bengals all football season long, right here on All American Country, 1080 WCII Louisville.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal. President Reagan blasted Capitol Hill lawmakers today for putting together a last-minute spending bill, which he charged looks like a Christmas tree hung with pet projects and wasteful spending. The Democrats didn't take that lying down. House Budget Committee Chairman William Gray had this to say.
Mr. President, there you go again, blaming Congress for your fiscal and revenue policy problems, as if you had not been president for the last 6 years. America knows the truth, though. The debt of America in 1980 was $914 billion from George Washington and Jimmy Carter. In just 6 years, you've doubled that to over $2.1 trillion.
But President Reagan, in his Saturday speech, wasn't buying any of the Democratic complaints, warning he might shut down the federal government unless Congress approves a spending bill more to his liking. My friends, he said, this is no way to run a government. I'll have more news after this.
Half price, this week only. Sears is offering this Kenmore heavy-duty, high-performance upright vacuum for only $99.99. Half price. Featuring a powerful two-speed motor, an 8-pile height setting. Half price. Save $100 on Sears' best-selling heavy-duty upright vacuum. Just $99.99.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Saturday.
At Sears.
Now Tidy Cat 3 is a hard-working cat box filler. Oh, Tidy Cat 3. When you go
One.
It deodorizes better.
Two.
Absorbs like a real go-getter.
Three.
Leaves no dust, no tracks around. Tidy Cat 3.
99% dust-free Tidy Cat 3, America's most popular cat box filler. Does more, costs less. And with Tidy Cat 3 cat box liners, you may never have to wash your cat box again.
TV evangelist Jerry Falwell claimed today that right-to-life forces are just one vote away from reversing or modifying the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. Falwell told the North Carolina Right-to-Life Convention that if President Reagan gets to make one more appointment to the High Court before 1988, that would turn the tide. In Selmer, Tennessee, a day-old infant kidnapped from her mother's arms in a hospital was found early today outside another hospital 35 miles away. An anonymous caller led authorities to the baby, which was found in some bushes. The child's mother says the infant looks just fine. Residents in the northeastern Montana town of Saco are bracing for more flooding after record high water upstream forced more than 100 people from their homes and killed one person. Mayor Greg Menge says they're keeping a close eye on things.
The water's been moving about a half a mile an hour towards us, so no big wall of water was reported earlier.
Mayor Menge says we're ready to evacuate if we need to. People are packing their bags. Elizabeth Taylor remains hospitalized in Los Angeles, being treated for an infection following a tooth extraction earlier in the week. She had been delayed the extraction to attend an AIDS benefit. Prior to that, she had been undergoing root canal treatment. A man accused of riding a bicycle while drunk is trying to avoid a trial that could send him to jail for a month. The state trooper who nabbed him at a shopping mall in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, said the man refused to take a breathalyzer test. His past record isn't helping him any. He's been busted before for drunken driving. This is ABC News.
Motorcraft quality parts from Ford. Tested on some of the world's toughest racetracks on weekends, so they don't test you the rest of the week. Motorcraft races with success to give your car dependable performance. Motorcraft quality spark plugs, batteries, filters, and motor oil are designed to meet the demanding needs of the race course. So regardless of the kind of car or truck you drive, Motorcraft exceeds the need. Motorcraft from Ford. Quality products for all makes of cars and trucks.
I'm Bill Deal, ABC News.
Half price. This week only. Sears is offering this Kenmore heavy-duty, high-performance upright vacuum for only $99.99. Half price. Featuring a powerful two-speed motor, an eight-pile height setting. Half price. Save $100 on Sears' best-selling heavy-duty upright vacuum. Just $99.99.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Saturday.
At Sears.
At 2:05, I'm Melanie Welch, WCII News. A rally is being held at this hour protesting the death penalty. The downtown demonstration is also linked for the justice of Johnny Imani Harris, who is currently on death row in Alabama. The vigil will include area speakers who will discuss the death penalty. The program is being held at Founders Square on 5th and Muhammad Ali and continues until 3 o'clock today. It's being called the area's first psychiatric hospital geared strictly to children and teenagers. Jefferson Hospital opened its doors in Jeffersonville today and will treat patients between the ages of 5 and 19.
Unit, a younger adolescent unit, an older adolescent unit, and then a drug and alcohol abuse treatment unit as well. So we do the whole range of emotional and chemical dependency problems, but we just do them for kids.
Lane Wallace is with the hospital. She says the programs included in the treatment at Jefferson Hospital are schooling and exercise. The 13th annual Prospect Point Art and Craft Show is going on today at the Prospect Point Shopping Center. Lots of arts and crafts and paintings from Kentucky, Indiana, and Alabama, and Ohio. The craft shows continue tomorrow in Prospect and begins around noon tomorrow. But if you'd rather go to Oxmoor, you might want to stop and smell the roses. In the center of that mall, it's the annual Rose Show at Oxmoor. The exhibit continues tomorrow. WCII radar weather, mostly sunny today. A good chance of showers later in the day. Highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, cloudy. A slight chance of rain. Lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and humid. Once again, a slight chance of rain. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now, we have partly sunny skies. 87 degrees at WCII.
Mr. Lovemaker, don't let anyone take her. Till I can make her love me.
1080 WCII, Mr. Lovemaker, don't you dare let anybody take her. That's out of 1973. Johnny Paycheck and Chuck Asa. Got Eddie Raven for you.
I learned to walk that she wanted to dance. I'd fall in love, given half the chance. Bad, bad girl, sometimes a lady.
Sometimes she's a bad, bad girl. Sometimes she's a lady. That's Mr. Eddie Raven at 1080 WCII. 2:11 with Chuck Acer. We got mostly sunny skies. About a 30% chance of some showers today. Afternoon highs are going to be in the upper 80s. It's currently 83 sunny. Got the Charlie O'Neill theme song here this morning. I love them, everyone. It's G.G. Shepherd on 1080 All-American Country WCII.
I've known some painted ladies that sparkled in the light. Country girls that love the lover's mood.
1080 WCII, Chuck Asa, 250. And if you got a chance to hear about the Crosstown Rival last night at Cardinal Stadium, boy, was it hot out there last night. Tell you what, top ranked, especially in the United Press International poll, Trinity, they dropped a game last night to St. X. And it was, 23,500 people that was there in Cardinal Stadium last night. They whipped the Shamrocks 21-6. Some say it was a good game, some say it wasn't. Depends on what side you're on. And as to whether what side you're on. Got the Oak Ridge Boys for you on 1080 WCII.
Like a stone, I was rolling. Oh, the highway was the only way I'd know. I could go where I wanted, but I always had to go it all alone.
Of a rolling stone. It's the Oak Ridge Boys on 1080 WCII. Chuck Asa, 20 past 2 at 83 degrees and sunny skies.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. Take care of that mind. You've been creeping round my back.